Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. I always stop off at my favourite bar for a drink after work. It's called the Grand Time Bar and Grill. I'm a regular. I chat with Sam, the barman. He's nice. Cute. Vodka and lime. I try to limit myself to 3 or 4 and I usually succeed. A few stalls down, there's a guy looking at me, watching me. I think about saying hello, but something about him feels dangerous, mysterious. He's handsome, strong. I can't help but think how it would feel to have him on top of me, inside me, taking me. I ask Sam who he is, and Sam is Sam and just rolls his eyes. I laugh a little. A few drinks in and it's time to use the bathroom. I'd normally take my phone in with me and look at Reddit, but it doesn't work in there. There's no connection here. So I leave everything on the bar. I know Sam will look after it. It's that kind of place. I feel a bit of a buzz as I walk to the bathroom. It's a small unisex bathroom. Simple. Toilet, sink and mirror. I check my makeup in the mirror and then pull down my skirt and panties and sit down on the toilet. As I start to pee, I can hear the handle of the door start to turn, and I notice that I haven't locked the deadbolt properly. Stupid mistake, but it's too far to reach. I clear my throat and then say, "Busy!" The handle continues to turn, so I say it louder. "Busy!" I push my leg out to keep the door closed, but it opens just wide enough for someone to enter. I start to fumble with my skirt and panties as a figure walks into the bathroom. It's the man from the bar. Tall, handsome, mysterious. I start to protest, but before I can find my words, I feel a sharp sting on my cheek. His hand slaps my face, and he tells me to shut up. He calls me a whore and slaps me again. The pain spreads across my face and I feel like I'm seeing stars. I'm mortified. Sitting on the toilet, half naked. My panties are around my knees and my skirt's on the floor now. Am I more embarrassed or scared? I don't know. I try to cover myself, but he approaches too quickly and he takes hold of my hands. He presses them together and he raises them above my head, forcing me to stand. All I can think about is that there's a little bit of pee running down my inner thigh. I stumble as he presses me backward, tumbling back into the wall, and then I hit the back of my head on the hard cement block wall, and I think I gasp. I'm sure it's not hard enough to cause any serious injury, but it's hard enough to feel it. It's hard enough to send a wave of utter fear through my body. He pins my hands to the wall, and I find I can't move. I squirm and I try to resist, but before I can do anything, his other hand is pressing into my bare cunt. Strong fingers inside me, pressing, probing, stretching. There is nothing gentle or sexy or erotic about it. He wants me to feel violated, and I do. I want to scream. And I try to, but nothing comes out. Just whimpers. It's like I'm frozen. Terrified. His fingers are rough, stretching me. Invading me. Then what he does next, he withdraws them and he presses them under my nose. It's blocked anyway, not like I can smell anything properly. But he wipes my wetness and my pee on my face. He tells me I'm disgusting. And I know he's right. I feel him release my hands just long enough to grab hold of my hair. He grabs it so tight and it hurts. I whimper and I find my voice. And I softly beg for him to let me go. Keep your whore mouth shut, he commands, as he twists my right arm behind my back. Fuck, it hurts. It makes my shoulder burn. But I can't move. I can't even struggle, much less get free. I'm now his. I get a brief reprieve as he lets go of my hair. And then it feels like everything is in slow motion. I hear him undoing his belt and lowering his jeans. His grip returns, this time harder, and he presses my face down, hard, into the sink. I look at myself in the mirror. My face is such a mess. My mascara is running. My eyes are leaking tears. My lips are quivering in fear. I feel the tip of his cock against my ass, pressing against me. He presses me harder against the sink, my cheek now flattened against the cold, hard surface. And my tears start to flow more now. I hear him spit, and I can feel a bit of wetness now around the ring of my asshole. It barely makes a difference, though, as he plunges his hard cock deep in one thrust into my ass. It hurts like nothing on this fucking world. My brain freezes. I don't know how long. I go blank. And then I can feel it. The pain subsides a bit and I can feel it pounding into my ass over and over. It's raw. It hurts every time he enters me. Not as much as the first time, though. But deeper and harder each time. Fucking me. I feel like I'm being split in two. Used. Raped. I beg softly for him to stop. But he just laughs and starts fucking me harder. I see myself again in the mirror. Almost like it's not me. Grimacing with each thrust. A rape doll. Crying. Sniffling. My tears start to blur my vision, and I can barely make out his face. But I can hear his groans as he uses my ass, as the pain rips through me. Lipstick smeared now too, where my face has been repeatedly pressed into the sink. Fuck knows why, but I'm trying to get away. But all that happens is that any movement makes my arm ache more. He presses my face even harder into the granite sink top, holding it down now. Maybe he gets bored. Because finally, he pulls his cock out of me, throws me down on the floor. He laughs. His huge cock throbbing and full. I look up at him from the floor. Small, pathetic mess. Trying to beg and plead for him to stop. But I can't find the words. Why can't I find the words? He takes his belt and he wraps it around my neck, pulling it tight and yanking me towards it, choking me. I struggle to breathe, gasping for air. I can feel my face turning red. He grabs me by the hair again and forces me to my knees. And I see his cock in front of my face. I spit on it and try to rub my cheek against it. I know what's coming. I don't want it straight from my ass in my mouth. I want to clean it with my spit and my tears and my cheek. Then he jams his cock into my mouth, pulling the belt around my neck tight, using it to force my mouth around his cock. He fucks my face. His cock making me gag as it finds the back of my throat. I can't get away. I can't stop him. I'm useless. I'm flailing helplessly. Choking. He uses my mouth like a cunt, fucking me harder and harder. I hear him breathing hard until he finally pulls his cock out. He pulls his cock out and he starts slapping it against my face. One cheek, then the next. Back and forth until I feel his hot cum spray across my face. Fuck the sting as it hits my eyes. My forehead. My cheeks. My hair. My lips covering me all over. I'm gasping for air as I feel him coat my entire face in his hot cum. He pushes me down to the floor and pulls the belt off my neck. I guess he needs it back. Standing over me now, he laughs and spits on me, telling me I deserve this. He tells me I am a worthless whore. And then he spits on me again, this time hitting my cheek. I don't even have the strength to wipe it off. I just lie there, used, covered in his cum. My throat sore. My mouth. Panties still around my knees. All I can do is cry. I do. I sob. I look up and watch him as he rinses off his cock in the sink. I'm dirty, and he's washing me off. Then I watch him pull up his pants and put his belt back on. He steps away and ignores me. I'm just a mess sobbing on the floor. He looks in the mirror, checks his hair, gives it a little tussle. Without saying a word, he opens the door and leaves. It's all I can do to crawl to the door and reach up and turn the deadbolt. Once I do, I feel a sense of relief. I curl up and cry, feeling his cum starting to dry on my face, mixing with my tears. My ass is in agony. I can still feel the sensation of his cock inside me. My throat hurts inside from his cock. And my neck is killing me from where the belt cinched it tight. My clothes are a mess. I seem to have lost a button on my blouse. I don't know how long it takes before I can stand up. And when I do, I look at myself in the mirror. My face is a mess. Makeup running. Cum drying in my hair. Snot. Tears and cum everywhere. Ooh, lipstick gone. I take some paper towels and wash my face, removing as much black eye makeup that's everywhere as I can. My eyes are all puffy. They're swollen from crying, I guess. Oh. But some water helps. I try to rearrange my clothing as best I can. And finally, I feel myself coming back. Processing. More aware. Eventually, I feel like I can open the door and return to the bar. As I do, I am smiling. I remove my heels so that I don't trip and fall. And I walk back to the bar, my head still swimming. When I get back to my seat, Sam is smiling too. I take a deep breath and approach the handsome, mysterious man a few stalls down. He doesn't acknowledge me. He just takes a sip from his drink. I lean down and kiss him on the cheek. Same time next week? I ask. He nods. Sam gets me another vodka and lime. Rolls his eyes again. He tells me I look like I need it. And I do. I order an Uber and sip my drink, waiting for it to arrive. When it does, I get in, sink back in the seat, and feel myself drift off for a bit. The driver takes one look at me and asks if it was a rough night. I smile and tell him no. Just another Wednesday night at the Grand Time Bar and Grill.